Mild temperatures will occur across the Midwest here this next 5 to 6 days or so, and precipitation will be rather limited, with only showers expected across the northern parts of the region this weekend. And then the next frontal system of significance will likely develop as we get into the middle part of next week, actually mid to late week. That frontal system will likely bring showers and some thunderstorms to a fair amount of the Midwest, although I doubt seriously the southwestern parts of the Corn Belt will be able to fully utilize the moisture, because there's no moisture in the ground to start with, and it's just going to be difficult for these crops to fully capitalize on that until we get a good soaking to take place. And then I think future rains of smaller size like this will have a more beneficial impact. But it looks like the areas that will receive the greatest benefit from the rains next week will probably be the same areas that have received rain here recently, and that includes places like Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and some areas back across the upper parts of the Midwest. Overnight last night, some very impressive rain fell across portions of Illinois and Indiana, down into Kentucky and Tennessee, and the rains were certainly welcome and helped to further erode away at the lingering dryness that continues after this summer's drought. But we have a long ways to go, and still the southwestern part of the Corn Belt is still hurting badly. Portions of Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, southwestern Iowa, even areas further north into parts of the Dakotas are still hurting for moisture, and it's going to be a little bit slow in coming. Even though we do have showers in the forecast, it's still going to be tough to get the kind of soaking rain that the regions need in order to fix the long-term dryness issue. The temperatures out there this morning were rather nippy in the northern plains and the upper portions of the Midwest. We saw temperatures in the middle and upper 30s scattering across a fair amount of the region, from the Dakotas into parts of Minnesota and down into northwestern Iowa, even a couple of spots in northern Nebraska. Most of the coolness, though, was not serious enough to cause any major problems for crops. There was probably some injury, and we're going to hear about this later in the day today as the assessments start to come in. But I would say the odds are relatively good that there won't be widespread significant damage from this particular episode. But what's interesting is that today is August the 17th, and it isn't early September, and that's what it seems like out there across a big part of the Midwest. Normal first frost, and actually normal first freeze dates in the northern plains and upper parts of the Midwest run from about September 10th or so out to around October 1st. So we're well ahead of the curve here, and we got a long ways to go. So I don't see any more cold air coming around for a while, but it's certainly of great interest to take note of what occurred here this morning. And by the way, it's also quite cold in northern Russia. Frost and freezes occurred there again today. There's actually been a couple of other episodes in which the same thing has occurred this summer across some of the northernmost portions of Russia's eastern new lands, and that's kind of interesting to note as well. And one last comment on this temperature issue is that while we've been baking here in North America, most of the rest of the world has still seen cooler than usual temperatures, and global temperatures have actually been still well below the peak that occurred in 1998. All right, back here in our forecast more specifically, we still expect to see some drizzle and a few showers just drop into portions of the Dakotas, Minnesota, and across the Great Lakes region over the weekend. This will be with a reinforcing shot of cooler air that will settle into the region. Most of the precipitation that occurs is going to be very brief, a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe 1,500ths of an inch is about all that can be expected. The precipitation will be in and out of the region after a couple of days. I think when we get into early next week, we'll likely see the skies clear off for a short period of time. The second week of the two-week outlook will bring warmer temperatures back across the Midwest, but until then, we'll be looking at temperatures mostly 70s and 80s across the region, with some upper 60s in the north. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.